The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA. Whenever you post stuff on Facebook Marketplace or any online forum for sale, you hear people say how horrible it is.
Yeah, seriously.
Because you immediately get 10 emails all with lowball offers.
Right.
And then one weird guy who says, I'll trade you my cat and 50 nickels for it. But not
right.
Today.
Uh-oh.
Today, I'm the buyer and I want to pay full price for a guy's stereo.
Hey, that's great.
Only caveat is, he's not there. And I'm already at his house.
What?
Wait a minute.
So maybe I could just pop in and grab it real quick.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, you're selling the stereo system on Craigslist, right?
What? I'm sorry.
The stereo system on Craigslist for $200? Is that still available?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I need that.
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. So can I just, like, walk in and grab it, or what?
Well, yeah. If you want to set up a time, I can come meet you.
Oh, no. I'm here. I've been knocking on your door for a few minutes and no one's answering, so I don't know. I figured I'd call you.
You're knocking on my door?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're at my house?
Yeah. I just Googled your phone number and I found your address on Drive.
Oh.
That's you, right?
That's a little bit weird. Why are you at my house?
I just wanted to get the stereo. Oh. I thought I told you that. So I'm outside. You want me to just go in? I could leave the money on the counter and just grab the stereo.
No, I'm sorry, man. This is really weird. That's not how.
What? Why?
This is not how we do things.
What do you mean it's not how we do things? This is, I'm doing it.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. You don't just do that. You don't just show up at my house. We have to set up a time.
Okay. Well, separate question. I brought a stepladder from my trunk. So I can see into your living room. I'm just wondering,
what?
Is the stereo that you're selling, is that the one on the entertainment center?
What the hell is going on here?
I'm seeing it. It looks like it has a scratch on the front, so we should probably knock $10 off.
You can't be looking through my windows. You know, this is so weird. Like, you already found my address on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you're some kind of creepy stalker or something.
Well, is this how you treat all the people that are interested in the stereo?
Oh, you are some kind of crazy person. Even if I feel like I want to sell you this stereo, I will call you and tell you when to come meet me. You don't come to my house.
Andrew, I want to work with you, man. So how about this? I'll leave if you throw in that hockey stick that I saw in your garage.
Oh. So, did you go into my garage?
Well, the back door was unlocked, so I figured I just went in and...
Get the off my property.
Well, I just...
You know you're crazy, right?
All I'm doing is I'm looking to buy your stereo.
This isn't even about a stereo.
Well,
you're trying to break into my house and steal my stuff, or I don't know what you're trying to do. I'm calling the police right now. You should stay where you are.
You're going to call the police?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to tell them? This guy offered to buy my stereo, and then he actually showed up to purchase it with cash?
I'm going to say you're harassing me, you're trespassing, you broke into my garage.
Well,
you need to get the out of there.
The back door was unlocked, and there was a welcome mat on the floor. So no, I figured that was okay. I've used that in court before.
Oh, so you've been to court before. Okay.
Well, okay.
So you've done this. So you know your way around the justice system then.
Yeah, you're making it sound like a bad thing.
Well, you went to court, mother. You're going to jail again.
Okay. Look, I can sense that you're clearly agitated. You don't want me here.
You're damn right I'm agitated.
All right, well, how about this then? I'll drive over to your work at 3-2 Drive at your insurance company.
How did you know that?
I do my research, and then I'll give you the money, and then you can give me the key for the front door.
Oh, my God. You are all good. I don't even know what to do here. I'm calling. You stay where you are. I'm calling the cops.
Don't do that. They're not going to think this prank phone call is funny. Oh. But your buddy Eric might. Yeah, man. My name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a prank phone call. Eric set you up for it. He said that you were selling a stereo on Craigslist, but I'll tell you, he never mentioned you'd be such a jerk about not letting randos go into your place. What's that all about?
Hey, man, you know, you never know with the internet these days.
I felt like I was pretty polite about it. I told you that I broke into your garage.
Come on.
That welcome mat on the floor, that's you inviting criminals in.
You're right.
All right.
You're
thank
not
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking accountability.
All right. Thank you.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.